Hi Tony, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm surviving. Survive the summer.
What do you mean the summer? We haven't had summer. Summer's here now. Are you enjoying this good weather?
Yes, love it. Love it. So, it makes you really happy, actually. It does make you happy. No matter what else is going on, just sitting in the garden in the sunshine makes it happy.
It's a tad too warm for me, but hey, you know, we'll live with it for the while, given that everybody else wants some summer. And of course, children have gone back to school,
Yes.
which means that all of the summer things have gone, and we're into some of the autumn things and some rather interesting things that are going on locally this month. And in fact, this Friday is a free Friday, believe it or not. It's collage and zine making, or is it zine? I'm never quite sure how you pronounce this. Zine making in Broadfield.
Yeah, brilliant. I think it's zine actually. Magazine, I think is
Ah,
meant to be the
right,
end of,
yeah.
yeah, I think so. I think so. I've been to a few of these actually in the last few years actually. It's a bit more a lot more people are doing that, and it's actually a small magazine, I suppose we can say, but it's really good because you can create it yourself, you can create the content, you can create the artwork yourself. So it makes it a bit more accessible actually to do rather than those big magazines or put so much burden on yourself to create something. So I love these zines. They have, you know, you've got your own creative input, you can add words, you can add pictures, you can add old photos, you can add so much and just create something that, you know, it's accessible to everybody else, so you can just hand them out or create them. And I think it's so lovely. I did a print one, I did something with printing on it last time, so that was brilliant. Yeah, I love these sort of workshops, and it's for everybody to go and join. And I think that's what I like about creating something.
Well, this is actually about, funny enough, a mini magazine and basically putting your own thing together. And if you're interested in putting your voice out there in an artistic way, if you're passionate about some things, this one could be for you. You can go along, join the session. The Sussex-based poet and artist Erin James is going to be there as well. So you can have a go at creating your own zine, which is a magazine. It's a homemade publication based on anything that you might be interested in. So I don't think I'm going to delve too deeply on that one. You can drop it for 5 minutes. You're not going to get much done then. There are no particular rules, but there is some food available. There's conversation, there's creativity. And the best bit, because I know you belong to Creative Crawley. This is free on a Friday, and it's run by the Creative Playground Crawley.
Yeah, no,
Right.
brilliant. Yeah, no, it's part of Creative Crawley's big plan to help Crawley become more creative and artistic and accessible to art. So you don't need to be, you know, a painter, or you don't need to be a perfect poet or something. So that's why these workshops are really nice. You just go in, have your, like you're saying, have your voice heard, go onto your creative side. And I think it's brilliant. I think I love that you just, there's no judgment either, Tony, when you design something or do something. It's just for everybody. It's open for the family and kids and everybody. I love it.
Yeah, I was actually looking for the address of where this place is, but it's actually Broadfield Barton, Broadfield. And if
you
go,
Barton is a shops, Tony. Broadfield shops, that's what they call them. Broadfield Barton is actually where the shops are. And usually Creative Playground is like on the road or near the shops or somewhere along there. You won't miss them because they'll have this big canopy probably and lots of people there. So the Barton is actually where the shops are.
Okay, well, that's this particular Friday. It is free if anybody's interested in that one. And I've got you tempted on that one now, haven't
I?
I
know,
really?
You have.
Yes. Parveen's Magazine or Parveen's Zine. apart from making up magazines, we're going to the cinema as well, aren't we?
Yeah, love it. I love the cinema. It's St. Peter's. I'm getting it all mixed up. Yeah, St. Peter's Community Cinema in West Green. And I love it. I love
it's
it
because outdoor one, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's
No,
an out.
This one's indoor. This is
Oh,
indoor.
right.
So
All
you
right.
know that's where it kind of like gets the autumn winter kind of feel
Yeah.
to it. But I love it because you have a real good community feel. There's tea and coffee available. There's really, really good films that they show actually. I really like contemporary as well as, you know, classic films. So there's the first film that they've got on this September. Let me just get the dates for it because there's a few going on actually in September. So the first one is Fisherman's Friends.
Oh, I love that
I
film.
know, I saw the first one, I loved it. It's a real, just makes you feel, you know, comfortable. But it's the men in the actors in there just make you, they're just brilliant actors, aren't they?
It's a wonderful,
just remember,
feel good film.
Yeah, feel good film.
Yeah.
And you know, the male characters are really strong and they've got their own dynamics. I love films like that. So this is on the 13th of September. Is it a true story?
Yeah, it is actually a true story. Oh, yeah, The Fisherman's Friend did actually record an album of shanties
yes.
and stuff.
Yes.
And they did get it to a record label and they did get it out there and they did sell it. This is the story of how they did that and how sort of so many people poo-pooed the idea at the time.
Yes.
And they got on stage and did things in their own way. If you've never seen this film, I would seriously recommend it.
Yeah, it's a lovely film. And if I mean, I recall now, actually, it was, I remember they had a single out or something. But yeah, so this is Fisherman's Friends, 13th of September at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. So you can grab tea and coffee. And it's just, and there's another film as well, actually, in September as well. And that one is Lion, which is on the 27th of September. And that's at 7 p.m. as well. And the doors open at 6 p.m. I've seen this film as well. It's quite good. It's quite, what is it, quite heart-wrenching as well, actually, but it's a good film. So they show really good films, actually. So that's on at West Green Community Centre. Just go and enjoy yourself. And it's just lovely because everybody that comes, they're just there to watch good quality films.
Yeah.
And so they always have this kind of conversation about films and actors and, you know, the joy that story making in film form brings. And I saw a brilliant film yesterday with Clint Eastwood as well. It's, and I love films. I love the message sometimes that they come with. And I think, like,
he's in
Fisherman's
his 90s
Friends.
Now, bless him, is Clint Eastwood. And he's made some wonderful, wonderful films. If you've never seen the film Gran Torino.
I've seen it. I loved that film. Loved that film.
The guy is an absolute master.
Yeah.
And apparently he's still doing stuff, actually, in his 90s, would you believe?
Yeah.
And,
I mean, the film that I saw yesterday at home, obviously, that is, he's in his late 80s or something. So, and I think filmmaking and scripts and writing, Tony, it really hits me. I love them. Because, you know, sometimes you can capture so much in a picture or in just a line that it just blows you away sometimes.
Well, it sits in nicely with your creative writing, doesn't it?
Now,
the other thing, there's another thing out here. I mean, it's not all about entertainment, going seeing films and making magazines and things. There's also some help out there as well. There's a South Asian support group, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. And you're right, actually, you know, as Crawley as a community, there's all sort of blends of different things happening. So this is called Ye Dosti, which means this friendship. And it's this friendship. It's a support group. It's for carers from the South Asian community and it's for carers and cared for to come and, you know, have a chat, have a cup of chai. There's going to be board games like Ludo, chess, and also a South Asian board game that is quite famous called Karam Board. I'm not sure, Tony, if you know about it, but it's quite famous. And in the subcontinent, a lot of people, you know, and this is for people that have got either dementia or having some sort of memory loss. So
yeah,
it's
can
to
I just
actually
stop you there for a sec? I know that the culture and practices from South Asia are very, very different to what is found here. Now, lots of people have come from that part of the world. And of course, in that part of the world, largely, I believe, if I'm right, that the elderly are looked after at home by their families. And of course, the resources are slightly different to that that you'll find here. Is it a case of getting on board with what's actually available here and how things are done here, rather than we're going to try and do what we did at home?
Now, this is more, I mean, I agree with you, but I think in the UK, especially within different diverse communities, the dynamics have completely changed now, Tony.
Yeah.
It's not like the extended family and everybody lives together, so you have the aunt and uncle or grandparents. Yeah. It's not like that anymore. Yeah, it's not like that anymore, Tony. Yeah, what it is that the second, third generations that have come up, they're very professional. So they're doctors, lawyers, dentists, you know, transport, they work in transport. transport in government. So their kind of outlook on life is kind of different. And, you know, there is a big debate at the moment about what is happening within the diverse communities and the South Asian elders and, you know, people from African and Caribbean that had traditional views about family and extended family living together. It's all kind of breaking down now, I'm afraid, Tony, which in some sense is a good thing and something, you know, it could be negative as well. But
there are lots of things that could be brought into this country are vast improvements on how we've done things here. It's a case of us. Yeah. I think sometimes that the houses that we have are just not big enough to do that. So I think what you're talking about here is a really, really good idea. Yeah. It's a support group for, people that are used to a different culture, you know, and I'm guessing it's almost like a teaching group of and a help group for how things could be done in this country.
Yeah, and no, but I think the main thing, and I've travelled around the world and done a lot of things, a lot of people can be very lonely, Tony, and that loneliness, even when you're young, old or whatever, that really makes, you know, a person grieve in a way, or sense dying in a sense. So these sort of groups that, I mean, I'm, you know, it's so nice just to get together, and we've known that through COVID, that just having a conversation, just socializing, just talking to somebody over a biscuit, having a cup of tea or whatever. So we're trying to create this kind of community feel so that nobody is not welcomed. Or, you know, the South Asian community in Crawley's got different dynamics, but we know that, you know, memory loss and dementia, this is kind of increasing in some of the diverse communities. So this is about getting out Ludo, playing a game, thinking about childhood memories, just everybody getting together and supporting each other, I suppose, so we're not lonely. So, you know, whatever stage of life we are at, our journey's at, we have somewhere to go. And, you know, I think that's so nice. And I think Crawley does it so brilliantly.
I love the fact you mentioned Ludo.
Asian people have fought so much in Asian families over Ludo and over chess and everything. So Ludo is it's a big thing in our families.
Yeah. wonderful thing. And, you know, here's to more Ludo and other games. If it helps. The other thing that helps with that sort of thing is singing. So maybe music. They want to introduce some favorite songs.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I'm definitely going to play some music there. So music, dance, gardening. Yeah. We always talk about this holistic well-being.
When is this?
This is on this is the 12th of September. Mm-hmm. It's at Broadfield Community Centre from 10:30 to 12 p.m. And actually, it's going to be every month, actually. So the first session is the 12th of September. Then we've got something in October, November, December, up until next year, actually. So it's an we welcome everybody, but it's just an opportunity for people to get together and just feel good and comfortable and active, in the sense, you know, these games give you that mental activities, don't they, Tony? They give
it sets the competitive spirit up a little bit, definitely.
definitely.
Whilst we're on the subject of the community, one of the other events that's on is, I know something that's very close to your heart, is litter picking.
Oh god, I love litter picking. I hate mess outside. It just drives me really crazy. Crisp packets out there, and, you know, canned beers or whatever, right, there's a bin there, and then somebody's dropped something right outside the bin. Why do people do that, Tony? But this litter pick is hosted by Talk Broadfield, which is a resident association, and it's on the 17th of September, 12 noon, and we've got litter picks and we've got the bin bag, so you just need to turn up, and, you know, you'd get a tea and coffee at the end of it. And just let's help look after the environment. Any little bit that we can do, let's make, you know, your area be proud of where you live.
It's one of those very necessary, unnecessary things, if you know what I mean, really. If only people would use the bins and or remove their rubbish and take it home with them rather than dropping it where they stand. But that's another story. Litter picking, when's it taking place, you say?
It's the 17th of September and it's 12 noon, and we meet at Broadfield Community Centre.
Okay.
We've got the litter picks and the bins, so don't and the dustbins,
so don't
worry about that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Now to a little bit of drama. I think it's Shakespeare, isn't it? Much Ado About Nothing. This is on as well in Crawley, isn't it? Back to the entertainment.
Yeah, Much Ado About Nothing. It was a film as well. Anyway, Shakespeare. It's actually on the 12th of September. Starts at 7 p.m. I would get a little bit earlier if I was you at the Amphitheatre. So it's part of the Hall Theatre, but it's at the back of the Hall Theatre. And I love that area. We have so many events there and I love it. And a lovely summer's evening. It's such a beautiful, beautiful area to sit in. Sorry?
Dare I mention it? It's almost Glyndebourne for Crawley, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry. For those purists, they're going to sort of send me an email now and say, no, it's not. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of fun, really. It's an outdoor theatre in Crawley showing Much Ado About Nothing.
Which is a comedy, isn't it? It's a comedy, isn't it, I think?
It's Shakespeare, it's going to have some fun attached to it.
Tragedy and comedy together. That's life.
It is. The other big thing I have to mention before we finish, of course, the Crawley Festival. On annually. It's an annual collection of fantastic events that takes place in the town. Variety of leisure activities, live music, community projects and entertainment. And it's the perfect reason to go and celebrate the wealth of talent and community pride in Crawley. There we were. It wraps up everything that we've been talking about into one thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, you're right. And Crawley Festival always deliver, and they've done so many good events over the summer. Mm. But yeah, once again, as families, as a community, let's get together, you know, food, music, dance. And I think that's what makes Crawley such a brilliant place to be at the moment, is so many different elements of what we can enjoy. Like we think theatre, film, poetry, making magazines. And I think Crawley Festival just, you know, encapsulates everything that Crawley is brilliant at. So 30th of September.
Yeah, if you want to find out more about that one, it's crawleyfestival.com. It is, as you say, the 30th of September. 12:30 start for that one in Crawley High Street. Goes on until 10:30 in the evening. But it does mean that the High Street is going to be closed to traffic. It's got great bars and restaurants in the High Street, so you can go and enjoy and sample some of the local, hostelry, I think, is the way to describe it, really, in Crawley. And it's a great way to have it, spend a day with the family, with the friends, enjoying some great music and some great food. The Crawley Festival. And that is our spotlight on Crawley, isn't it? I think there's quite a bit there.
There is a bit for September. So, yeah, everybody enjoy, look after yourselves and, you know, mental and physical well-being. And, look after yourself until next time.
Parveen Khan, thank you for talking to us. And we'll catch up with you in a month's time.